His name is Jesus. He is the tree planted in living water. He is the one who yields fruit in season and out. His leaf never fades. His leaf never fades. Whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Can there be any seed God plants which does not grow? Can there be any dream he gives which he does not frame? Build and bears much fruit. He is the completion of redemption and the balance of reconciliation.
His name is Jesus. He is the tree planted in living water. He is the one who yields fruit in season and out, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, prospers. Can there be any seed God plants which does not grow? Can there be any dream he gives which he does not frame, build, and bears much fruit? He is the completion of redemption and the balance of reconciliation. He is the one who gives us images to familiarize us with himself. He is God who whispers us to sleep when we are restless, then rustles his God fingers against the earth until it rains love in our lives, making parched hearts wet and able to sing again, even in the moments when we would have preferred to stop living. Jesus is the one who knows your stories before you are born, who draws you into the truth to meet yourself, to resolve yourself, and to love God without fear. He is God who walks without moving. He dreams without sleeping and calls us each to himself without speaking. Psalm 32, verse 8 says he guides us with his eyes. He is the one who has been speaking to you before you knew it was him speaking to you, long before you knew him as you know him now. Remember, his intent was calling you, even when you were a child. He is there. It was Jesus all along. Every time we bump the life of another, Christ is spoken in our moment of connection. He is the one who overcomes our inertia, our indisposition to change, our resistance to a change in direction. He is the picture that is beyond the frame. He knows no limitations of righteousness and is the unfailing brightness of reality and more than words can say. Many times we don't need someone to bring us big change. We just need a firm foot provided us so we can set our foot against it in order that we can find purchase to change direction. Ultimately, it is the foot of the Savior, who in his mercy provided us a stanchion, even when all our closest, most relied on friends have gone. Jesus gives us the pinion to hold us fast to his heart, even when we are dangling from a reverse inclined sheer rock cliff. Jesus is there with us, and he is busy working on our behalf, driving pinions, making pivots, throwing us ropes, pulling us close to his heart, never leaving us or forsaking us. He is there. Jesus is the one who celebrates with us. Luke 15:10, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. He is God who pleads on our behalf, like in Romans 8:26. In the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. He is the one who weeps with us when we weep. John 11:33-35. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. Jesus wept. Our God is the one who goes on adventures with us. In Matthew 14 and Mark 8, the disciples were in a storm and Jesus was with them. Jesus was the one who calmed the storm. He is the one who walked on the water, and he is the one who raised the dead. I am like a blank page, and he is the letters. Like blue water touching white sand by the tree of life at the crystal sea, standing up like figures between water and air. He is like a shining hand writing shimmering words upon my heart, writing silver thoughts, God thoughts, shining. He is God who sparks ideas in me, and God who dreams his dreams upon creation like an open hand offering his hope and salvation. Jesus is the all in all, abundant and beyond our beyond. Jesus, our Lord, he is the Song of Songs who has been sung since before the foundations of the world were laid. He is the one who teaches us how to break the rule of silence imposed on us by sin, for us to praise him with lips pressed tight out of fear and soiled conscience. Teach us to break the rule of wounded silence, Lord. He is present tense in the past. He is present tense in the future. He is because he is God, and there is none like him, for he truly is the one and only. Isaiah quotes the Lord saying, "If there were other gods, I would know them, and I don't know of any other. I am." By Jesus Christ came grace, and by grace I know Jesus is the one, and there is only one. Before I knew him, I was silent because my master was sin, whom I had to obey. I lost my voice to death. But now, because I have known, do know, and will know Jesus, I am free, silent no longer, and am only a slave to love, the Christ of God who first loved me. The Lord will gather us who are his, and oh, what a day that will be. He will call our names, and we will respond like letters with multidimensional value. We'll respond to the call of God like golden letters with syllables of silver, turquoise, and jade. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. We will tell our stories, he will unlock our mysteries, and we will shine with the light of our resurrected Savior when we all sit down to recline and dine with our Savior who lives forever. Jesus, he is God. He eclipses the speed of light, able to be in the past, present, and the future all at the same time. He is able to move backwards and forwards in time at will, for he is beyond time and space. He is God. Jesus, he is God. He eclipses the speed of light, able to be in the past, the present, and the future all at the same time. He is able to move backwards and forwards in time at will, for he is beyond time and space. He is God.